You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning to each and every one of you. How are we today, boys and girls? Hope you had an absolutely amazing weekend and you're ready for a brand new week. We are marching our way through the month of March. It is the 27th of March today. And it is, it's Monday. It's great to have you with us here on 89.3. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. I'm going to be with you from now going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Hopefully getting you to where it is you're going in a reasonably good mood. Now, let's take a look, shall we? Relevant to today's date, a birthday today, Brian Jones. No, not of the Rolling Stones. Brian Jones, an English balloonist. And he, along with Bernard Picard, co-piloted the first successful uninterrupted circumnavigation of the world on board the balloon Breitling Orbiter 3. They set off on the 1st of March in 1999 from Switzerland and landed in Egypt after a 45,755-kilometre flight. It lasted 19 days, 21 hours and 47 minutes.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yeah. like this.
So we always do our best to rise to the occasion. That's what that is called from Climby Fisher, the hip-hop mix, which I must have been a rather like. Great to be with you. It is Monday. What do we do on Monday? Well, we just sit here and play music for you. Usual bits and pieces, of course. We'll look at some of the international news and some business news, international business news. Bottom of the hour at 7:30, 8 and 9 o'clock. We'll take a look at some of the local news stories for you as well. And all being well, we'll see if where Ingrid has ended up. I know she was flying back over the weekend, so hopefully she's made it. So we'll check in with Ingrid as well. And with Yasmin, we were both at that event at Clayton with the old cars. And well, old to some people, it's fairly new to me. And that we did that on Saturday afternoon, which was great fun. And good lady and I, yesterday we went shopping, which was also fun as well. We enjoy that occasionally. So that was sort of my weekend wrapped up, and a bit of Yaz as well. But we'll check in with Yaz a little bit later on, see if we've got anybody born in the world of music today, no doubt, as well. Talking of music, here's the next one on my playlist for today. John Cougar Mellencamp.
As you brush your shoes, you stand before your mirror, and you comb your hair, grab your coat and hat,
and you walk the streets trying to remember, yeah, all those wild nights breeze through your mind,
and everything looks so golden when you're walking down on the streets, and the wind catches your feet, sets you
complete. So when you're walking out on the street and the wind
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go. We started off, as I mentioned, and that was John Cougar Mellencamp and Wild Knife. Followed on there, Ace of Base and The Sign. And the sign is this. The little second hand is just passing the top, and that means we're about a minute early. We are 14 minutes after the 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. But I tell you what, we're not going to waste any time. Why should we? We're going to put you in the shower right now. And let me see, what have I got for you this morning? Ah, yes. If you're going in the shower, you might as well get in there with Silver Convention. And what should you do once you're in there? Get up and boogie.
That's right. Get up and boogie. Get up and boogie. That's right. Get up and boogie. Get up and boogie. Thank you.
So we got a little bit of a disco song there. That was Silver Convention, Get Up, and Boogie. And let me see. Oh, let's get you out of the shower before you turn into a prune. There we go. Right, time-wise, we're making our way to 17 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And let me see, let's say some good mornings. Mary Lou was with us bright and breezy this morning. As always, good morning to you, Mary Lou. And also to, yes, our friends over there in Athens in Greece. A very good morning to you. It's Renee and Rick. And they've sent us in a little note this morning because they've changed their clocks over the weekend. You remember that? Over there in Europe, in the UK, they just changed their clocks this weekend. And Renee says, good, Monday morning. Well, I'm ill. I'm all confused. Yes. How unusual. Now, this is because of daylight savings this weekend here. Now, the breakfast show starts at 3 p.m. here instead of 2 p.m. Have a wonderful week. And you asked if we could play Kenny Chesney for you. And happy does.
Oh, son of Coach Charlie drives an 87 Harley, sells gasoline and watch you drink 8 to 3 a.m. Got a tattoo for the Corps and ex-wife number 4. Humming along, schooling you on the songs on his stage. He could be another one cussing the government, no, but he smiles. Got 100 reasons not to, but he's the poster child for happy is, as happy does. Grab a six string, find a rope swing, hang a palm tree in your truck, drink a beer, just because. Still a slow dance in a rainstorm and a kiss from who you love. Laugh and live with a half full cup. Yeah, happy is as happy does. Some find it in the scripture or a Polaroid picture or flip a coin, head you going to Tucson, Arizona. But a damn sure ain't in the looking back on the stuff you never did. Sometimes you're gonna feel that. Life is better when happy is as happy does. Grab a six string, find a rope swing, hang a palm tree in your truck, drink a beer, just because. Still a slow dance in a rainstorm and a kiss from who you love. Laugh and live with a half full cup. Cause happy is as happy does. She's a long way from the old her, and this mountain diving boulder, every pickle jar, crinkle dollar, takes her another mile high. Happy is as happy does. Grab a six string, find a rope swing, hang a palm tree in your truck, drink a beer, just because. Still a slow dance in a rainstorm, and a kiss from who you love. Laugh and live with a half full cup. When it's all black clouds, find the sun. Cause happy is as happy does. Happy is as happy does. Laugh and live with a half full cup.
And there we go. That's for Renee this morning. That's Kenny Chesney and Happy Does. Now, I tell you what, that also sent me, Renee and Rick sent me a beautiful sunset picture. And it says, sunsets from our patio do not disappoint. They don't, do they? Only thing missing there is a nice gin and tonic. talking of sunsets, is Donna Summer. Sunset people, keep an eye on the time. The time right now is, looking at the wrong clock, 26 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Streets are light below your feet on sunset.
ago, yes indeed. Sunset People. Oh, right now here in Panama, we're sunrise people, aren't we? Of course we are. And it looks a lovely morning out there this morning, I must admit. Plenty of sunshine. I tell you what, we're going to squeeze in another piece of music, take us down to the bottom of the hour. Then we'll take a look at some of the international news and business news, shall we? Do we have to, I hear you say. Yeah, we might need a drink or two.
In the prime of my years, I remember you. Living and breathing in some misbelief. But I can't hold you warm, no piece of you. You were the magic, my only believer. My life on the line for you. All that I give to you.
Time is time.
Don't give it all time to waste away.
Sandy Gibb, and time is time. Some of you have lost and gained an hour, I think, with the changes over the weekend. Time on The Breakfast Show. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Ballet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Ballet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Ballet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time, boys and girls, we're just making our way to 29 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Now let's take a look at some of the international news and some business news this morning. Airports and bus and train stations across Germany were at a standstill on Monday, causing disruption for millions at the start of the working week, during one of the largest walkouts in decades, as Europe's biggest economy reels from inflation. The 24-hour strike called by the Verdi Trade Union and Railway and Transport Union, the EVG, were the latest in months of industrial action which has hit major European economies as higher food and energy prices dent living standards. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition plunged into chaos on Monday after mass overnight protests over the sacking of his defense chief piled pressure on the government to halt its bitterly contested plans to overhaul the judiciary. Netanyahu had been expected to make a televised statement on Monday morning announcing the plans, which he says are needed to restore balance to the system of government, but that critics see as a threat to democracy, had been suspended. NATO has slammed Vladimir Putin for dangerous nuclear rhetoric after the Russian president announced plans to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, while his forces stepped up shelling in the of the front line, Ukraine city of Avdiivka. The move, while not unexpected, is one of Russia's most pronounced nuclear signals yet, and a warning to NATO over its military support for Ukraine, which has called for a meeting of the UN Security Council in response. And Ukraine's ground forces commander said on Monday that his troops were continuing to repel heavy Russian attacks on the eastern city of Bakhmut, and that defending it was a military necessity. Ukraine's military said Colonel General Oleksandr Sirsky had acted during a visit to the eastern front line to solve problematic issues that prevent effective execution of combat tasks and taken operational decisions aimed at strengthening our capabilities to deter and inflict damage on the enemy. A rescue ship funded by British street artist Bansky was seized in Lampedusa on Sunday. This was after Italy's Coast Guard said that the boat had disobeyed its instructions to head to Sicily after carrying out migrant rescue operations. The Coast Guard said that it had ordered the MV Luis Michel's ship to dock in Trampini in Sicily after it performed an initial rescue operation in Libya's search and rescue area. The ship instead went to assist migrants on three other boats in Malta's search and rescue area. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will unveil new measures on Monday to crack down on antisocial behaviour by focusing on policing in several areas of England and Wales as he works to win over voters in the run-up to an election expected next year. Sunak, who has seen a small tick-up in his approval ratings since last month and received a boost when he curtailed a rebellion in his party over Brexit, is increasingly setting out his policy agenda to try to close a double-digit lead in the opinion polls for the opposition Labour Party. And Britain's Prince Harry made a surprise appearance at London's High Court on Monday as he and six other high-profile figures began their lawsuit against the publisher of the Daily Mail paper over years of alleged phone-tapping and privacy breaches. Harry, the younger son of King Charles, has brought a lawsuit against Associated Newspapers, as have singer Elton John, his husband and filmmaker David Furnish, and actors Elizabeth Hurley and Sadie Frost. Alibaba founder, that's Jack Ma, has returned to China, ending a stay overseas of more than a year. that industry viewed as reflecting a sober mood of its private businesses, and which sources said eventually spurred the new premier to reach out. The return of China's best-known entrepreneur may help to quell concerns of its private sector after a bruising two-year regulatory crackdown. First Citizens BankShares Inc. said on Monday that it would acquire the deposits and loans of failed Silicon Valley Bank, closing one chapter in a crisis of confidence that has ripped through global financial markets. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, which took control of SVB earlier this month, said in a separate statement that it has received equity appreciation rights in First Citizens Bank shares stock with a potential value of up to $500 million as part of the deal. United States House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy said on Sunday lawmakers will move forward with legislation to address national security worries about TikTok, alleging China's government had access to the short video app's user data. Saudi Aramco signed an agreement with Chinese partners on Sunday for an oil refinery and petrochemical project in northeast China that is expected to start in 2026 to meet the country's growing demand for fuel and chemicals. The project in Liaoning province city of Panjin will be Aramco's second major refining petrochemical investment in China and follows the world's top oil exporter reporting a record profit of $161 billion in 2022. And global shares inched higher. This was after First Citizens Bank shares soothed fragile markets on Monday by saying that it would take the deposits and loans of failed Silicon Valley Bank. The deal offered markets some respite from several weeks of fresh banking collapses, rescues or emergency help from authorities. The Pan-European Stock 600 index, that was up 1% at 09:42 GMT time today. The Stocks Banks index jumped 2.3% in early trading and was last up 0.8%. Deutsche Bank shares rose about 4% after leading declines in the sector on Friday, when the cost of insuring the German bank's debt against the risk of default jumped. S&P 500 futures, they traded up 0.3% and Nasdaq futures edged up 0.1%. Yields on two-year treasuries have fallen 92 basis points so far this month to stand at 3.87%. That dive has sometimes been a drag on the dollar, at least against the safe haven Japanese yen, where it stands at 131.1 yen, having touched a seven-week low of 129.65 last week. Now, the euro suffered its own reversal on Friday over the worries about Deutsche, and it was last at $1.077 and well off last week's $1.0930 top. Oil prices rose on Monday as investors assessed efforts by authorities to rein in concerns over the global banking system, while Russian President Vladimir Putin's plans to place tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus ratcheted up tensions in Europe. Brent crude futures were up 74 cents or 1%. That was at $75.73 a barrel by 0900 GMT today. West Texas Intermediate U.S. crude was up 70 cents or 1% at $69.96. Brent rose 2.8% last week, while WTI rebounded 3.8% as jitters of the banking sector eased. And that's it. There we go. That is our look for this morning. Some of the international news and some of the business news there for you as well. Right. Time. We are exactly 20 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. There we go. That's Mirzad Marashi there, following on from Shah and Ovila More. Now, let me see. What have I got? I tell you what, when I was rummaging over the weekend, as I do, through YouTube, listening to some music, some concerts, some of these talent shows, etc., etc., just getting, you know, wondering, waste a lot of time, really. I tell you what, I came across one of probably what I consider must be one of the best live performances I've heard. It took place in Lucerne in Switzerland, and it was Foreigner, and they did it at this place. It's called they did the Lucerne Hall, but they've got an amazing concert hall there. It's a center was built. It's called the KKL Lucerne, and it was built actually in around about 5 years, and I think it was finished. I'm not sure. I'll have to check it out. But the concert hall was absolutely amazing. It was created mainly for classical music shows and has a capacity for about 1,840 spectators on its 5 floors. There's an audience floor and then balconies. This is huge, this place. And it says the space suggests a double bass since it is covered in wood. Properly, it is called the Salle Blanche. Due to the colour of its walls, it meets the highest acoustic requirements, and the canopy on stage, the doors of the reverberation chamber, the plaster, everything. Apparently, all these materials were made specifically to handle acoustics. So I thought I really must show you. There's a lot of introduction at the beginning because this is the final track that Foreigner did at this concert, and it's together with a full sort of like concert orchestra. Chorus, everything. So I thought I must share it with you. It's a little bit long, but it'll take us towards the top of the hour. It is Foreigner, and it's the title of the song that they played was "I Want to Know What Love Is," of course.
Are you with us? between the lines, in case I need it when I'm older. Oh, this mountain I must climb feels like a world upon my shoulder. Clouds I see love shine, keeps me warm as life grows colder.
I wanna know what love is.
I said, well, if you get a chance, do check out the video, Foreigner, and I Want to Know What Love Is. And that is absolutely amazing, amazing concert, full orchestra and chorus as well. Just doesn't get much better than that, does it? I keep saying it, and everything I hear, oh, it doesn't get much better than that, does it? Doesn't get much better than this, does it? This is something in the air. Take us up to the top of the hour.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicago? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, have the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now Vale Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Vale Motors, they've got a passion for cars. For your car.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Feeling the heartache, wonder.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
It's the perfect time of year. Somewhere far away from here, I feel fine enough, I guess. Considering everything's a mess, there's a restaurant down the street where hungry people like to eat. I could walk, but I'll just drive. Colder than it looks outside. It's like a dream, you try to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see the one beyond your front door, take your time, so way out, I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that a guy by side might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. It's the perfect time of day to throw all your cares away. Put the sprinkler on the lawn and run through with my gym shorts on. Take a drink right from the hose and change into some drier clothes. Climb the stairs up to my room. Like a dream, you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it only comes out in the end. When you're trying to see the world beyond your front door, take your time's away, I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that a guy might find magic a while, just to try to figure out what all this is for. Pinch me, pinch me, 'cause I'm still such as this.
Yo.
It's hard to tell if I exist. Pack the car and leave this town. You'll notice that I'm not around. I could hide out under there. I just made you say underwear. I could leave, but I'll just stay. All my stuff's here anyway.
Like the dream, you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it'll make a better beyond. When you're trying to see the world beyond your front door, take your time, so way out, I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that my side might take a while, just to try to figure out what all this is for. Trying to figure out what all this is for. Trying to see the world beyond your front door. Trying to figure out what all this is for.
Two in a row. We started off with Chris the Berg and Tender Hands, bringing us in right now to this hour of this morning's program, or musically at any rate. And followed on there, that was the Bare Naked Ladies and Pinch Me. I'm sure they'd be up in arms if that happened. Bare Naked Ladies, by the way, from Canada, formed back in 1988. This was in the Toronto suburb of Scarborough. in Ontario, and they developed quite a following in Canada. That was on with their self-titled 1991 cassette. Yes, becoming the first independent release to be certified gold in Canada. And they had a lot of good music. Got some quite good hits. The one we just played, "Pinch Me," that was released in August of 2000, and that was off of their album also called "Maroon." The song became the band's final top 40 hit in the United States. It peaked at number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100 on November the 14th in 2000. It also peaked at number 2. On Billboard's Adult Contemporary Songs and Adult Top 40 charts in Canada. Right, now let me see. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. We've got a little request this morning from Mary Lou. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. And she wishes everybody a great day and asked if we could play a piece of music for Mary Lou, which we will do in just a second. Because after this, we're going to see if we can find Ingrid, see if she got back okay. Or perhaps she's stuck in the middle of nowhere, we never know. We'll find out though. Right, Mary Lou, the piece of music you asked for comes from Al Stewart, "Paint by Numbers."
See you. morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Oh, Panama, Panama, my dear, sweet Panama. Oh, how glad I am to be home in your loving arms. It was so great to get home. I know I got home on Saturday, but it drove home on Sunday, and I am in El Valle, and I woke up to the most beautiful sound of birds singing. It was beautiful, 6:30 in the morning, just delicious, that sound of the birds singing to me. I didn't hear a whole lot of that where I was. There was just so much stuff going on that I forgot to appreciate the most wonderful thing that we have. Panama, our beautiful, glorious, green, growing Panama, the music of the songs of the birds, my puppy giving me kisses, the cook making faces at me, the Aussie laughing and growing hair on his face and everything. It was just, I'm home, and I feel so good to be home. I miss this place. It turns out I have been gone actually 3 weeks, longer than I ever expected. I left a couple of days early to go into the city so I could get things prepared. I had to buy a pair of shoes since my shoes here got Panamanized. You know what that means. And it is just so beautiful. Yeah, okay, so the electricity went out this morning. I'm not too worried about that. I got up and I started the generator all by myself. Yay! Made a cup of coffee. Pot of coffee, actually. And fed the dog, but she decided not to eat yet. I think she's still a little excited about all what's going on. I can't wait just to be here for a few days to do nothing but look at my avocado tree growing. Look at all those beautiful avocados. I love you, avocados. And all the mangoes that are already sprouting and dropping off the tree. It's glorious to be back home. I have flowers blooming in the garden. I can't wait. I've got the eggplants in the backyard I'm going to have to transplant. They're getting so big. Everything is good here with me. I hope things are good there with you. May you have a wonderful Monday, a wonderful week. I'm so glad to be home. Auntie M, Auntie M, it's so good to be home. Back to you in the studio.
Another summer day has come and gone away. Paris and Rome, but I wanna go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you. Each one in line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna come home. I'm living someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away in either Paris or Rome, and I wanna go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by
taken that road before. It always leads me here, leads me to your door. The wild and windy crying for the day, yeah. Why leave me standing here? Let me know the way. Many times I've been alone,
been alone.
Many times I've cried.
Well, that's not a bad cover at all. Long and Winding Road from Will Young together there, featuring that with Gareth Gates there as well. Time on the Breakfast Show, 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to have you with us on this Monday morning. And I tell you what, talking about great music, I was came across this one. And I thought this is rather appropriate now that Ingrid has got back into to Panama. This is probably something she won't want to see for quite a while. She's seen so many over the last couple of weeks. This is the Motors. The song is called Airport.
Fly away,
That's the motors there, and airport, and that was, I say, from the English power pop new wave band called The Motors. The song was released on the 2nd of June back in 1978 on Virgin Records. It reached a number 4 for them on the UK singles chart, and on the 1st of July in 1978 the single was awarded a silver certification by the BPI in the UK for sales of over 250,000 units. Also did quite well in South Africa. Yes, got to number 19 over there. In November of 1978. The song, by the way, was written by the singer, Andy McMaster, in 1976. He then switched from keyboards to bass for the band's first album. And after the release of the 1977 debut album, which was just very imaginatively called One, Motors moved away from their sort of pub rock sound to a new wave style with synthesizers, most prominent on the tracks that Master had previously written, and recognizable memories as well, melodies. I think it's time for you to go and lie down. We're 20 minutes, by the way. That is before the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. If you missed the news at 8, we've got it for you again at 9. Last hour, we've been chatting with Yasmin, see how her weekend went, what we got lined up for the rest of the week. And I say, looking out the studio window, it's another beautiful day. It's sort of a...
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on some of this new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream. 'Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got.
tomorrow I plan to do is for dropping my load. I find a place for being asleep before dawn. For a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
And there we go. Yes, the Loving Spoonful and Daydream. What a day for a daydream. If you are keeping on the time, 17 and a half before the hour of 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM.
I know you're going to dig this.
São Vicente de longe, cada imaginar que trome nota passar. Quem conhece São Vicente de longe, cada imaginar que trome nota passar. Oi, tanto correr para lá, oi, tanto correr para vós, sem rumo, sem direção. Oi, tons, vi tribunal, sem esperança, sem ventura. Nossa Senhora da Luz te acompanhou, Senhor São Vicente te guiou, não tem feito salvar um dia. Nossa Senhora da Luz te acompanhou, Senhor São Vicente te guiou, não tem feito salvar um dia. Oi, tanto correr para vida, oi, tanto correr para vós, sem rumo, sem direção. Oi, tanto subir por ti, oi, tanto subir tribunal, sem esperança, sem ventura. Senhor São Vicente da Guião, que não tem feito salvo um dia. Oi, tanto correr para riba, oi, tanto correr para vós, sem rumo, sem direção. Oi, tanto subir por ti, oi, tanto subir tribunal, sem esperança, sem ventura. Oi, tanto correr para riba, oi, tanto correr.
corre pra morte, sem rumo, sem direção. Oi, então subi por ti, oi, então subi tribunal, sem esperança, sem ventura. Nossa Senhora da Luz te acompanhando, Senhor São Vicente da Guião, não tem feito só bom dia.
I do love her voice, Cesaria Evora, and that was called São Vicente de Lange. And Cesaria Evora, of course, comes from Cape Verde, Cape Verdean singer-songwriter. She received a Grammy Award in 2004, that was for her album, Vos D'Amor. And she was also nicknamed the Barefoot Diva for performing without shoes. The lady, what a voice. And I tell you what, if you go to Cape Verde and you land at the airport, you'll be landing at Cesaria Evora Airport. Isn't that nice? Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 12 and a half. Coming up for 12 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock.
By the rivers of
ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. 222. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
¿Quién eres tú? ¿Dónde has estado? He removido cielo y tierra y no te encontré. Y llegas hoy tan de repente y das sentido a toda mi vida con tu querer.
Name samcha, name jana. Jo bhi tumne mujhse kaha hai señorita, magar phir bhi na jaane kyun mujhe sunke acha laga hai señorita.
No desvíes la mirada, quédate cerca de mí.
Mujhko baahon mein tum ghero, samjhina, señorita.
Chahat ke do pal bhi mil paaye, duniya mein ye bhi kam hai kya, do pal ko to aao kho jaaye, bhule hum ho ta hum hai kya, señorita, suno suno, señorita, kehte hai hum kya.
Jamás podré interpretar el sentido de las palabras que me dedicas, pero el calor de tu mirar me hace sentir como la más bella señorita.
Nigahon ne nigahon se kahi armaan ki daastan hai señorita. Ye chahat ki mohabbat ki sari duniya mein ek hi zubaan hai señorita.
Mujhse ab nazar na phero, aao paas tum mere.
Mujhko baahon mein tum ghero, samjhi na, señorita.
Chahat ke do pal bhi mil paaye, duniya mein ye bhi kam hai kya, do pal ko do aao kho jaaye, bhule hum ho ta hum hai kya.
Suno, suno, señorita, kehte hai hum kya. Jo bhi pal bita, hey señorita, har pal tumne hai dil jeeta, bas itni si do baat hai.
No desvíes la mirada, quédate cerca de mí.
Mujhko baahon mein tum ghero, samjhi na, señorita.
Chahat ke do pal bhi mil paaye, duniya mein ye bhi kam hai kya, do pal ko do aao kho jaaye, bhule hum ho ta hum hai kya. Chahat ke do pal bhi mil paaye, duniya mein ye bhi kam hai kya.
I do like that. That is, of course, Senorita comes from a Hindu movie called Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara, and translated, that means you only live once. Also, just the abbreviated ZNMO. The music, by the way, and background score composed by Shankar Ehsan Loy, together with lyrics by Javed Akhtar. And I tell you what, it's a great song. You could dance away to that one. Mary Lou liked that one. She said, oh, I'll give that says, I'll give that a hands up. She says here, Mary Lou, says, I like the song, Gypsy Rhythm. Love the Spanish guitar as well. And it's in Hindi. You just don't know what you're going to get on this program, do you, really? Neither do I.
Na, 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 na.
It's all spontaneity, you know. Gave people play. Cover. That's the Inner Circle. Inner Circle is what the name of the band is, and Gains People Play. It's a nice cover. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just at the top of the hour, so it's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the morning.
With all the tracks you remember, it's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
There was a time I was everything and nothing all in one. When you found me, I was feeling like a cloud.
but in the moonlight you just shine like a beacon of the bay. And I can't explain, but there's something about the way you look tonight. Takes my breath away. It's that feeling I get. From my heart. There's nobody.
seen you looking so gorgeous as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. You were amazing. Never seen so many people want to be there by your side. And when you turn to me and smile, you took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling. Such a feeling of complete and utter love as I do tonight, Lady in Red is dancing with me.
Got to wait for that little bit at the end, haven't you? Second one this morning from Krista Berg. We played him earlier on with Tender Hands. And before that one, I thought they went well, quite well together. The way you got, the way you look tonight from Elton John, say Krista Berg, following on there, Lady in Red. Right, I'm going to take one more piece of music. Then we're going to check in with Yasmin and see what is happening in the world of Yaz. That was sort of the theme tune for that show, the world of Yaz. Anyway, we're going to be doing that in just a moment. First of all, we're going to take another quick piece of music from Edie Gomez. Edie Gomez and Blame It on the Boogie. I blame it on Bossa Nova. We blamed it on the boogie first thing, didn't we?
I was at a dance when it caught my eye. Standing all alone, sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro. And soon I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up a big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova, the dance of love.
Now was it the moon?
No, no, the bossa nova. No, no, the bossa nova. Hey, yeah, yeah, the bossa nova.
Dance of love.
Now I'm glad to say I'm his bride to be, and we're gonna raise a family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. Oh, it all began with
Sabanova. Isn't that fun? Eddie Gomez there. And Eddie Gomez and Blame It on the Bossa Nova. And good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
Yes, it is always a it's nice. Well, it's just to say, it's all been sunny this morning. And it's just disappearing. That's about sums everything up. Right. Good weekend.
Oh, yes, we had fun on Saturday, right?
We did, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really good. As I said, I was so much fun, but there weren't that many cars there, which was the same. But I was thinking, you know, why couldn't they do something like that? Because there's so many car clubs and that here. Mm-hmm. Is all get together and have one big event each year. That'd be really cool. Because there's so many people who like cars around.
Exactly.
You know, electric or otherwise.
Yeah.
I got to see that Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
It's very big.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like a big saloon car. But the thing is with electric cars, they're going to sort of change quite a lot. And I actually saw one, you know, remember I went to the launch of the one from Kia. I saw one of those on the road yesterday. Hybrid. They're I think that's at the moment. Hybrid, I think, would have to be hybrid. Unless I got a little car, like the Honda E. There's a little Honda E. You see a lot of them in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it when they sort of first brought out, and I'd love one of those. It'd be perfect for everyday use, you know, around town. And then have another car, either another a hybrid or something, to do long journeys where you don't have to worry about the charging. But it was great.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was some lovely cars and a couple of cars being restored.
Mm-hmm.
It was Alessio of Valley Motors was telling me about it. Apparently he's got his own body shop.
Mm-hmm.
And did you remember seeing the square black one?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and next to it was that blue one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they were beautiful, weren't they?
Yeah.
I would have liked the black one. I mean, my car's all, I mean, a little bit into black cars.
Mm-hmm.
But it was done. But what I liked is it was, you could tell exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. But they put new style headlamps in and everything. And really nicely done.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I should have put my car on there, shouldn't I? No, there isn't another Freelander in Panama like my one, I can tell you.
Yeah, and Abusat Shriners, they had two cars.
Yeah, no, they had the old fire truck.
Mm-hmm.
I think that fire truck goes back to about the 1920s, 30s.
Oh.
And so does the car.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're not electric either.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, no, it was very enjoyable. And a lot of the NGOs were there as well.
Oh, yes, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And also the ambassador was there.
The ambassador was there.
US
yeah,
embassy.
Managed to get a photograph with the ambassador yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And she was very nice, you know.
She's
went
very
to
pleasant.
Every stand mm-hmm. to talk about every NGO.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice.
Yeah, she's very pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah, very mm-hmm. nice. And I'll tell you what, I didn't catch the names. I say, this lovely family came up
mm-hmm.
and chatted with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, excuse me, are you Jerry? Yes. Oh! And we chatted with them for a little while. And they're so nice. And the thing is, I can't remember how the daughter is, but it's like you maybe realised a while ago. They've been listening to The Breakfast Show mm-hmm. since she was sort of little. And I sort of thought about it. Well, you know, starting in April. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're in April, aren't we, mm-hmm. next week? So we're starting our 15th year
mm-hmm.
here on The Breakfast Show. And I think, well, you know, kids of 2 or 3 or 4 mm-hmm. that are going to school in those days, well, they're now grown up.
Exactly.
No wonder I feel old. I got so many children around. Now they're grown up.
Yes, but do you know, it's funny because these kids now work. And they still listen to the show every morning going
mm-hmm.
to work,
mm-hmm.
as they did before, that like going to the school, now they do it going to work. So it's so nice. Thank you very much.
It's lovely, yes. Thank you. And I'm sorry, but as we were sort of parting ways, they told me the names of the daughter and the mum. And
yeah,
dad was there for
them.
And they told me that. And
maybe Christina remember. She was with you.
She was sort of, no, she was talking with Alessio, because they sort of left me alone to chat with.
Oh, okay.
But if you know who I'm talking about, if you're listening, do drop me a WhatsApp
mm-hmm.
and tell me your name. The number is 677-188-22. 677-188-22. Drop me a little line, tell you your name. Say, I'm sorry about that. My memory lasts about 3 seconds. But it was lovely to see you, and thank you so much for coming up and having a word. And by the way, if you are out and about and you think you see me, do come and say hello.
Mm-hmm.
It's always nice to know who our listeners are.
Like my friend Sandra Shiam.
Mm-hmm.
She was the president of Aprochipa, and she said she saw you yesterday at the mall.
Oh, yes, miss. Myself and the good lady. We were in the mall. Yeah, we did some good shopping yesterday, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Going to have to go and have a lie down when I get the bank. Oh, that's nice. So she was there. She should have come and said hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she said you were far away. So.
Far away.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's the hair that gives it away, really, isn't it? But no, lovely. It was a good weekend. Enjoyed it very much.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, because we're going away on the 2nd of May.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to, because we're going to be going to Europe, so it's probably going to be a bit cooler than it was when we went last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because we went in July last year and it was incessantly hot. And that's where we run out of water in the rivers. But we're going back, so I wanted to get something warm because I bought warm clothes, a couple of jackets last year for when we were going, thinking it could, might have been cool in Europe. And I left one in my hire car.
Oh, really?
I never wore it.
Wow.
And so I went, because H&M have some clothes that, you know, you can wear
yes,
a little bit heavier. Mm-hmm. I got a nice sort of thick one, mm-hmm, thick like a t-shirt but with long sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
And also a jacket,
mm-hmm,
exactly the same as the one I bought last year, and I lost. So no hire cars this year. That's my luck for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what have we got this week? I know we've got Roy Ascanio coming in later in the week, haven't we? Dr.
Ascanio Castillo. So tomorrow we have Entre Nos.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, they're coming back in. Still got the sticker on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They got a new single. So.
They do, so we're going to be talking about that tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
And All Being Well, Andreas. And that's on Wednesday, Thursday, Alex, and All Being Well, and Dr. Ascanio Castillo, because he's an ear, nose, and throat doctor. So, of course, that fits in quite well with the hearing, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm,
so,
exactly.
There we go. Now, what did we find in a way of Born on This Day of Music? Yes, anything?
Mm-hmm. Okay, the first one, it's Andrew Brown. He was born in 1947.
Mm-hmm.
Keyboards, vocals, bass with English pop band The Hurt, who had 3 UK top 20 hits in the late 1960s, including From the Underworld and I Don't Want or Loving to Die.
Okay, and this is From the Underworld.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, spooky.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go. Yes, the Herd there. And do you know who a who was a member of Herd? Yes?
No.
You heard of Peter Frampton?
No.
Oh, dear. It was Peter Frampton, was a band member. Mm-hmm. A guy called Terry Chapman, also a member of Herd. And let's see, who else now? There was Andy Brown mm-hmm. as well. And also, see, Terry Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes on and on and on, doesn't it? Gary Taylor as well. Okay. That's the Herd from the 1960s. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I'm sort of grateful I was around when this music was actually hip, you know, was the music.
Mm-hmm.
And good. Just reminiscing. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, apart from what we're doing here, how's your work, this workload this week?
It's okay. I don't have events. I guess just one for now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'll be just working.
No movies?
No.
Oh, mm-hmm. dear.
No.
What's the second born on this day?
The second one is Tony Banks.
Uh-huh.
He was born in 1950. Keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis. 1986 US number one single Invisible Touch, 1992 UK number seven single I Can't Dance, plus over 15 other UK mm-hmm. top 40 hit singles and 6 UK number one albums.
Amazing.
Just walking around, hot sun making me sweat.
we go, yes, saying so many successes for Genesis that it's hard to choose one, but that one, I Can't Dance. Thought, let me see, what best describes me?
I remember that one.
You remember that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, they, I mean, what a successful band, Genesis.
Oh, yes, of course.
See? Mm-hmm. And let me see. Well, hey, I was reading an article here. Mm-hmm. I'll tell everybody in a minute. And they've opened this part of an exhibition at the New York, it says here, a brand new gallery dedicated to retail objects that have bombed commercially. Opened earlier this month. This is in Brooklyn's Industry City Complex. Basically, yeah, I'll take a closer look at it. It's all some products that have come onto the market that just didn't work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a failure museum.
Hmm.
Yeah. Luckily, we won't be in there. Might get a special mention, though. All right, yes. Well, look, you enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. And we'll be back together tomorrow, won't we?
Oh, yes, of course.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, now. Right, yeah. Let me just take a close look at this. Yeah, it says here, if at first you don't succeed, submit it to the Museum of Failure. A brand new gallery dedicated to retail objects that have bombed commercially opened earlier this month in Brooklyn's Industry City Complex. The Museum of Failure collects failed products and services from around the world, according to its website, offering what it calls a fascinating learning experience into failed innovation. Every item provides unique insight into the risky business of innovation, continues the site. The museum aims to stimulate productive discussion about failure and inspire us to take meaningful risks. Absolutely. You've got to. And if you know, I mean, we've mentioned this before on the program, hasn't we? You can't succeed, really, unless you fail. Because that's when you learn. You don't learn by doing good things or the right things all the time. Ups and downs of life, right? 20 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock, this is Mungo Jerry in the summertime.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. Take a rap or a meal. If a daddy's boy, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da, settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town. Make it good and live high. When I
as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy in the lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
There we go, yes. Mungo Jerry. And that was in the summertime. Now, let's get back. I'm interested in this museum. Let's have a look. It says here, Museum of Failure showcases more than 159 retail items that didn't quite take off, including the infamous and much reviled Google Glass and the ill-fated DeLorean car. That's funny they bring that up, because there was a DeLorean at the event on Saturday. And although it might have failed, it's still incredibly popular. People... They cut their arms off to get one these days. Other items that made the museum's not-so-hallowed halls includes the 1985's Coke 2, also known as New Coke, and revisited in Season 3, apparently, of the mid-1980s nostalgic Netflix series Stranger Things. As well as the 2003, by the way, Nokia N-Gage smartphone, which, despite its failure in the United States, helped jumpstart Finland's mobile gaming industry. Now, also in there, it says here, also in the sideshow of shame, Bic for their pens, which were released in 2011, and the only, it says here, the only difference from other writing instruments was that they were sparkly bright colours. Now, that one, I think, is completely out of line and is not fair, because Bic were about the first ones that actually introduced ballpoint pens. So just to say that because they bought out a ballpoint pen that was sparkly and it's a failure, it wasn't. Bic was, say, one time the only rollerballs you could get when they first came out, or biros, as we used to call them, were Bic. So to say Bic was a failure would be, I think, completely wrong. But that's just me. NKOB, New Kids on the Block. Or as they could be now known as, the Old Kids on the Block. Bring back the time.
Bring back the time, the heart is never changing.
bet they wish. Bring back the time. New Kids on the Block featuring Salt and Pepper. Rick Astley's in there as well, together with En Vogue. We're 11 minutes away from the top of the hour, from 10 o'clock, and I'm just going to go back to this exhibition of failure. And it says that the exhibit was curated by Dr. Samuel West, who holds a PhD in organizational psychology and is a licensed psychologist. Well, the biggest obstacle to innovation, according to West, is the dread of defeat, which served as his inspiration for the traveling exhibit. So this travels around. It says that my research is focused on helping organizations to be more innovative, and one of the big obstacles to innovation is the fear of failure, said West. And he said, so I was playing with the idea how can I communicate the message and research and findings, the importance of accepting failure. So there we go. And others, I tell you, talk about these not mentioned here, but one of the big failures for me over in the UK at the time was the thing called the Sinclair C5. Now, this was an electric, like, three-wheeled little thing you got in. And I say little because they showed you, you try driving that around the streets of London, you wouldn't last 5 minutes. I mean, you know, if you sat in this vehicle and you were next to a London bus, you would probably just about to come halfway up the tyre of the front. I mean, it just didn't work. It wasn't feasible, really. I mean, it was just a three-wheel thing. It was an innovation at the time, must admit, but it just didn't make it. But this Sinclair, of course, he was Sir Clive Sinclair, one of the first persons to actually invented the calculator, the little calculator we use. We have in our pockets all the time, or on our phones. They have got one here, which is, they said it was the Nintendo Power Glove, developed in 1989, failed after it was deemed to be too difficult to use. But I'm looking at a picture of it here, I don't care if it did anything or not. It looks really cool, actually. It's got a load of buttons on the top, and like a PlayStation. I guess you'd use that glove while you were playing your PlayStation or something along that. How cool. Yeah, I'd have one of those. Just have sitting in the studio. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. I think we can squeeze one more in. The topic, which is, I guess, very popular these days, unfortunately. Hypersonic missiles.
Dutch kids hot balloons in the parking lot. The gold notches illuminate the business park. I eat myself to death, feed the corporate machine. I watch the movies, recite every line and scene. God bless America and all of its allies. I'm not the first to live with wool over my eyes. I am so blissfully unaware of everything. Kids and cars are a bomb, and I'm just out of it. No tensions are the world up, rising higher. We're probably due another war with all desire. I'm not smart enough to change a thing. I have no answers, only questions. Don't you ask for
And there we go, that's it. Yes, Hypersonic Missile from Sam Fender. And that's it, that wraps up our breakfast show for this morning. And it's been great being with you this morning. We've got you to wherever it is you're going in a good frame of mind. Now, let me see, big thanks go out this morning. Let's start with Ingrid. She's back here in El Valle enjoying a rest after all her travels. So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin here, of course, in the Breakfast Show studio, for getting Who Was Born On This Day music and doing all the background work, the sort of social media and bookings, etc., etc. Big thanks to her. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. Big thank you to him, the boys and girls group of Grotto Keepers up and running, and as always to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show 89.3. Cool FM. Remember, we'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, 7 in the morning, going through till 10 o'clock. And I hope you can have a great Monday. And just remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing during the course of today, please, please, please do it carefully, because what's important for us tomorrow morning at 7 is we're talking to you. We're not going to be talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.